tissue from her pocket and dabbed at her bloodshot eyes. 6 months ago? Yes. Now? No. She kept her chin held high as she slid the tissue back into her pocket. Dante saw no sign of more tears as she stared at him with eyes that held steely determination instead of sorrow. After my husband's death, Julie became an entirely different person. I didn't recognize her, but then she probably didn't recognize me either. My husband was the glue, and when he was gone, we both fell apart. By the time I pulled myself back together, it was already too late. I wasn't there for Julie when she needed me, so she turned to someone else. Dante lifted the small pad of paper and the pen he set aside when Mrs. Abbott gave him Julie's picture. Who? I don't know. I found her diary after she left, and though I swore I'd never read it, I did. I had to know what was going on, what she had been doing, and if I could find her.
You had no other choice,
Dante assured her. She was dealing with enough guilt. She shouldn't feel bad about invading her missing daughter's privacy.
What did you learn from it?
I'll give it to you. Her shoulders hunched forward before going back once more. If it helps you find her, I'll give you anything. Money is no object. He didn't like taking money from suffering families, but arguing over it was a waste of time. His clients didn't trust him as much when he didn't take what they offered him. However, many of the people he worked for could barely afford food, never mind the rates of a private investigator. So he took what they offered, and after he found their loved ones, they often discovered their money under their door or tucked into their mailbox. For his wealthier clients, he did the same thing, but he also kept some of it. He may not require much to survive, but he had bills to pay too.
Do you believe Julie is on drugs?
He asked. I'm not sure. The crowd she fell in with after my husband died was so weird.
In what way?
You have to understand how lost we were after my husband's death.
I understand what it's like to lose someone unexpectedly,
he said.
My sister disappeared when I was 19. A loss tore my family apart. Things were never the same afterward.
I'm sorry. Did you ever find her?
Not yet, but I refuse to give up. I will have the answers one day.
He had to believe that. Otherwise, the decision he had made 10 years ago was for nothing. One day, he would learn what became of his sister, Maya, and he would bring Julie Abbott home. Those convictions were what drove him out of bed in the morning. For years, he'd felt like he was going through the motions of life without really living. If it wasn't for his relentless pursuit of Maya and the other missing children he found, he wouldn't have any reason to live. I'm sure you will too, Mrs. Abbott said, and when she looked at him again, sympathy and understanding shone in her eyes. Only those who didn't have the answers about a missing loved one could truly understand each other. They knew what it was like to have to bail water out of the hole-filled boat they all paddled. Understood that if, for one measly second, they stopped scooping water out, they would drown in the memories, possibilities, and what-ifs haunting every second of their days. Julie's new friends were into, I don't know if it was a cult, a religion, or just fantasy. Her voice trailed off as she twiddled her thumbs in her lap. Dante didn't push her to continue. He'd established a small bond with the woman when he revealed Maya's disappearance to her. She would tell him more when she was ready. Toward the end of her diary, Julie started talking about eternal life and never dying and... She lifted her head to look at him again. And vampires. Chapter 2. Dante set his pad and pen down as an uneasy feeling churned in his stomach. This could prove to be a whole lot more dangerous and complicated than locating a girl who was shacking up with her boyfriend or trying to feed her drug addiction. At least then he only had to deal with humans. Now, he might have to deal